Call of order. Let's stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Carol, would you like to lead us?
While we can, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Sharon Stover.
Chris Starling.
Carol Peck.
Allison Bonanno.
Jennifer Nico, Catherine Wallace.
Okay. Public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on an individual public hearing item at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board of Council about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. And if any member of the Board or Council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, it will be done by the chair or by majority vote. Can I get a motion for approval of the minutes for October 25th, 2022?
I move that we have approved the minutes for that meeting.
All right. Okay, this evening's, you make a motion to approve this evening's minutes. There's nothing to be combined this evening. Can you get a motion?
I make a motion, we approve the agenda as written.
Perfect. All right. Anything from Jennifer, County? Nothing? Nothing going on. Okay.
Reminding everybody to get their application.
All righty, perfect.
Anybody wants to apply for the board?
Okay, let's do the first one, ET22400116, Beard Family Trust and Beard John M. and Susan M. Trust vacate and abandon the third extension of time for easements of interest in Clark County located between Campbell Road and Kevin Way and between Regina Avenue and Azure Drive within Lone Mountain. Applicant, please.
Thomas Helms, 7310 Smoke Ranch Road, Las Vegas, on behalf of the applicant. This is just a simple extension of time on that vacation that has been approved, and the staff has recommended approval, and I formally request your approval this evening.
Why a third time?
The owner has had medical problems recently, going through cancer recovery.
Okay.
Is this going to be the final time the easement will be finalized?
I sure hope so. I can't answer that question.
Can we make it the final time? We can't do that.
Well, we could. No, we come back next time. We say no. All right. Anybody? Nope. Anybody have a question, comment, statement from the board?
Nope.
Anybody want to make a motion from the board? Okay, I'll make a motion to approve ET22400116 with all kind of conditions.
Second.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next one, Beams Family Vocal Trust and Beams Robert and Deborah Trust. Use permit to allow an accessory structure, detached garage, to exceed 1/2 the footprint of the principal residence on 1/2 acre in an RE zone, generally located in the southeast corner of Helena Avenue and Campbell Road within Lone Mountain. Is the applicant here? Come on up. Well, there's a little clip up there. Yeah, I don't know how it worked though.
Hey, wait, we're gonna get our new equipment here.
You think so? Because I thought I might have won megabucks yesterday.
We got you a popcorn
machine. Oh, wow, that makes up for everything. Did we request?
You just gotta pop it yourself. You gotta get here half an hour.
You get it early? Yes. Yeah.
I can't see that,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, just it's only us, so just pull it right here in the middle, as close as you can.
So we can see. It's too late.
All right, perfect. Can you see that, Allison?
This is
only our area of
Tom McLeister, I'm the architect on behalf of the homeowner. MCC LEISTER, address is 1904 Tomahawk Drive, Henderson, Nevada, 89074. The applicant currently has an existing detached RV garage here in the corner of the property, and we're just requesting approval to increase it for more garage space. A couple additional bays and a restroom.
Okay, so are there garage, is this a, this is a skirt here and these are garage doors here?
Yeah, that's correct. This is the street and then this is the existing RV garage door. We're gonna increase the driveway here and then put a couple additional garage doors on this.
Where's the building?
Right there.
This is the existing RV garage.
Where's the building? Where's the home?
Above it.
This is the home right here.
Oh, I see.
So what's the space between 9 feet?
Is this it?
What?
Right here.
It's 6 foot is required.
I think.
6 foot?
Yeah.
Was when I looked it up.
So what are you looking for the setback? I'm sorry?
The setback between structures she was requesting.
It's 9 feet.
9 feet, yeah. I'm assuming.
We're only over by about 8%. So that's all we're requesting is the additional 8%.
And question, it matches the house, it's going to match the house?
It does, yeah. The existing garage already is architecturally compatible, and we're just going to follow the same suit.
Stucco finish?
Stucco finish.
Okay, wood stick frame?
Yep, stick frame.
Okay, cool.
Is the height the same, or are you going in?
The height is actually lower, just by a little bit. So you can see here, this is the existing garage.
Okay.
And this is the addition. I'm just going to bring it down just a little bit lower.
A little, yes. Okay. Anybody from the board have any more questions?
I just...
Go for it.
No, I don't really have a question.
You sure?
Well,
it's your time to shine.
It's a big mass, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing them go up everywhere. And I guess it's just... it's a big mass. I mean, what happened to yards and neighborhoods, and everybody's got all these toys they want to cover up, and then...
Well, that's what I find. I mean, like, I need to build something because I've got tractors and backhoe and hay, and it's just...
This is a half-acre lot?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a half-acre lot?
Yes.
See, that's what I have.
Yeah.
And I just... Okay. I mean, I have no legitimate reason to say no to this, so... Just a taste thing.
Okay. I'll open it up to the public. Seeing none, let's bring it back to the board. Anybody want to make a motion? Or have any additional questions of the applicant?
I'll make a motion to approve. Make a motion to approve UC220569 Beans Family Revocable Trust and Beans Robert B. and Deborah A. Trust Use Permit.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Here's a little paper.
Okay.
Oh, that's mine.
Well, that's yours.
Next one.
Chris finally taught me how to do this. Now I know what I'm doing.
There we go. WS220579 Dolan Rochelle and Williams, waiver of development standards. Is the applicant here? I do not see the applicant.
Oh.
Okay, no applicant. So we will.
I have cards on this.
They
one.
Say deny.
Yeah, yes.
Did
you
read the staff report? Yeah.
Staff report said deny, correct.
Then.
Let's just
denied,
go.
Right?
I'll make a motion to go with staff's suggestion of denial. For WS220579 Dolan Rochelle William waiver development standards.
Okay.
There we go.
That'll work.
Okay. See, this is right. The one that actually kind of made sense to me. Because if they push back in here, all the rest of these people have the same stuff behind their house. This guy, I think, is just going to be
wall-to-wall buildings.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree with that. Okay.
This is a big property here. This is a cross property.
Yeah.
So in the reasoning for that, it kind of breaks it down and explains what the difference is.
Why they're saying it. It somewhat makes sense, yes. On it. Okay, general business. I see none. Comments by general public. Anybody have a comment to say? Oh, no. Okay. Next meeting is...
Okay, I have a question for Jennifer.
Okay, cool.
Do you have enough people with putting an application to make the quorum?
We'll have three is a quorum, we'll have four, but I don't have a fifth yet.
Okay, well, if you don't get one, I can...
Let's adjourn the meeting first.
Yeah, that's, okay. Okay, next meeting, November 29th, 2022, the meeting adjourned.
What about the...
I think we're not coming to discuss.
If you don't get...